Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Matthew, chapter 7. We'll read verses 7 through 11 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? And let's finish on verse 11 together. Ready? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And let's pray. Father, thank you once again, Lord. Each and every time we come here, we come anticipating your presence. We come knowing that the man of God has something from you to give to us to help us. Father, may we not waste this time. What a wonderful thing you've given us in the fact that you instituted the church. Lord, thank you for our church. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen and change us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning, as I preach to you, my sermon is predominantly for Christians. If you're already saved, this morning I am going to preach to you a sermon that will even seem a bit odd. I have never heard a sermon preached exactly like this one. I preach this to the saved people on behalf of the lost people. I preach this sermon today to the saved people on behalf of yourselves. I call it, Lost People Do, Why Don't You? Lost people do, why don't you? The Bible says there in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? In this passage of Scripture, really, there is an initial teaching about the subject of prayer. You read it earlier. God talks about our asking and receiving. Now, the sermon today is not on the subject of prayer. But let me make a brief comment about it, if I could. God tells us here, if we will pray, that He would like to meet our needs. He is our Heavenly Father, and as our Heavenly Father, we being His children, He would like to meet our needs as a daddy would want to meet the needs of His kids. So, God wants to answer our prayers. Then, God, through the Scripture, makes a very strong comparison. He then says in Matthew 7:11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He says here, he said, look, even evil parents know how to give things to their kids that are good. Even He may be making a comparison here, saying even lost parents want to give good things to their kids. God said, I want to give to you. He said, and I am a father, and to help us to realize how much He'd like to give to us, He said, even evil parents want to give to their children good things. Even lost parents want to give to their children good things. And He even says this, how much the more would I like to meet your needs? Now, God is saying something to us here, and as I read it, I began to think about the sermon this morning. God's saying if lost parents can do good, how much the more should saved parents do good? If evil parents can do good unto their children, how much the more should saved Christian parents do good unto their children? Hey, if evil people can do good, why can't you? Young people over here, pay attention. Girls, look right up here. Pay attention. Lost people If they can figure out a way to do good, why can't Christian people figure out a way to do good? If evil people can do right, why in the world couldn't saved people do right? Hey, lost people, they don't have the Holy Spirit of God sealed within them. When you and I got born again, Jesus Christ, in the person of the Holy Spirit, came to live within us. He is sealed there. What for? To help us do good and do right? Why wouldn't we do right? We have God living inside us. Lost people do not have an understanding of the Word of God. No, the Holy Spirit was sealed within you at salvation so that you could have an understanding of the Word of God. You and I not only have the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us, but you and I also have the Word of God to direct us and an understanding of that Word of God. Why shouldn't we do good? Why shouldn't we succeed? Why shouldn't we accomplish things for God? Lost people, they don't pray. Very few of them do, and if they do, the prayer that God needs to hear from them is, save me. But we have access to God in prayer. You and I have a Heavenly Father. We got saved. The Holy Spirit came to live within us. Then the Word of God was made real to us so we could understand it. And now we can pray and go to our Heavenly Father and get our prayers answered. Why shouldn't we do good? Lost people don't have faith in God. We do. Why do we? Because when we got saved, we got the Holy Spirit, we got the Word of God. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we by faith can go to God in prayer, knowing that we have the Holy Spirit. We know that we have the Word of God. And we have a faith in God that the lost world does not have. Why shouldn't you and I, as born-again Christians, live above the world, do better than the world, live more righteously than the world? We should. Look at everything He's done for us. Lost people don't have the hope of heaven. We do. You and I, we have the hope of heaven. We're going to heaven someday. We're going to go to heaven. You know what? Everything we do for God down here is going to pay off in big dividends someday. We're going to heaven. Lost people don't have that hope. They're going to hell. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't have the Word of God. They don't have prayers being answered by their Heavenly Daddy. They don't have faith in God. They don't have heaven as their hope. We ought to be doing better than them. You know, the best that lost people will ever have is here on this earth. The worst a saved people will ever have is here on this earth. The best a lost person can ever have better happen in this life, because their next life without Christ is going to be burning in hell. You and I, the worst thing that's ever going to happen to us is going to happen down here on this earth, because the moment we close our eyes in death, we open them in glory. We're going to be in heaven. It's going to be perfect from there on out. We should excel the lost people. We should excel lost people in our living, in our giving, in our attitudes, and everything. Why? Look at everything we have going for us. The Bible says in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." Hey, look, we've been given much, so God requires much of you and I. But you know something? I got to thinking about this thing. You'll have to forgive the honesty of the sermon, but I do want you to listen. Listen carefully. You've probably never heard a sermon just like this one before. It is sad that there are many lost people who succeed at good things, and there are saved people who do not succeed at the very identical good things. It is sad to me that there are some lost people, they're not saved, they don't have the Holy Spirit, they don't understand the Word of God, they don't pray, they don't have faith in God, they don't have heaven as their hope, and they excel and exceed some people that are saved that have all of those things. That's sad to me. That is sad to me. And it ought to be sad to you too. We, as born-again Christians, are to be examples to them, not them examples to us. Do me a favor. Don't tell the lost about this sermon. I don't want them to know. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that the evil know to do good things unto their children. But sometimes the saved don't have the good sense to do what evil people are doing.
Right.
You say, what do you mean? Let me explain. There are lost people that obey the law. Shouldn't you? There are lost people that obey the laws of the land. Well, shouldn't you? You're saved. Mark 12:17, Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Jesus is saying here, we are to obey the law. We're Christians, and Christians ought to have the testimony of being obedient to the laws of the land. We're to be examples to the lost world about obedience to the laws of this land. But you know something? I know some lost people who obey the laws of the land better than some of the saved people I know. That's sad. That is sad. You take, for instance, you ought to obey the laws concerning when you go hunting.
Good.
Christians ought not be poachers. They ought to hunt when it's legal to hunt and how it's legal to hunt. Last thing in the world we need is somebody from our church with their name in the paper for breaking the law. When you got a bunch of redneck drunks out there, they will obey the law. It ought to be the people down at the church obey the law as an example to the lost. Are there or are there not all sorts of people that are lost out there that will obey the laws of the land? Why shouldn't Christians obey it? We should obey it so much the more than lost people. Why should lost people live better than the saved? Lost people? I say to you, people that don't even know Jesus Christ, if lost people obey the law, why shouldn't Christians obey the law so much the more? Laws about properly driving your car.
Goodness.
There are all sorts of lost people that obey the laws of the land in regard to a vehicle. Why should lost people obey more than saved people? How about stealing? There are all sorts of lost people that do not steal. Why would you dare steal if you're a born-again, saved, blood-bought Christian? How could you? Why would you do that? How is it that lost people that have no Holy Spirit, and lost people that have no understanding of the Word of God, and lost people that don't get their prayers answered by God, and lost people that have no hope of heaven, and lost people that do not have faith in God, how do they do right? And there are Christians that have the ability and the power and the victory to do right. They won't even do it. What's wrong with us? Laws about your business. Why is it that lost businessmen will keep the law, but you break it? When I was growing up, a block from me, I grew up on a street called West North Street. One street over from us was the street Washington Street. I could see down the alley past the baker's house, and I could see a state trooper's car that sat in a guy's driveway. He was an Indiana state trooper. I'll tell you something. I respected that man. When you looked at him, he just dripped of character and integrity. He was lost. I knew it. He wasn't saved. Even as a teenage boy, I had witnessed to this guy. He said, I'm not interested. But let me tell you something about him. Everybody respected him. Lost man. Everybody respected him. He was not a rule breaker. He was not a law breaker. He was not an evil man. He was a decent man. Now, a decent man that does not get saved dies and goes to the same hell as an evil man that does not get saved. But I'll tell you something. As a lost man, I respected him. And I'll tell you, it is sad to think that a lost person has more obedience to law than saved people do. Hey, lost people do. Why don't you? Number two, lost people tell the truth. Why shouldn't you? Romans chapter 9, verse number 1, it says, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. Paul says here, I've got to tell the truth and I can't lie. Why? He's saved. If anybody ought to tell the truth, it ought to be born again Christians. We should not lie. We should tell the truth. But you know something? I know some lost people who they think lying is worse than some saved people think lying is bad. Look, saved people, lying is sin. It's wrong. Are the lost going to set the pace of telling the truth for the saved? And listen to this. I hate to say this, but I know somebody in this church who lies repeatedly. I've caught them in lie after lie. Always to benefit themselves. They lie to their friends. They've lied to their parent. They've lied to me. They've lied to our school. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Matter of fact, if you walked up to them and said, "Is that you?" they'd lie about it being them. Should it be that the saved God's blood-bought church should be outdone by the world? It should not. We're to tell the truth. Do you lie on your taxes? I know lost people that won't lie on their taxes, but Christians that will. Do you lie about where you've been or who you've been with or what you've done? I grew up and I did not have the privilege of going to a public school. I didn't have the privilege of going to a Christian school. I went to the public school. And so I was in the public school. I remember this. I went to the Willard Elementary grade school. I had a teacher. He was a history teacher. I remember him standing before our class, and I remember him telling us a story about George Washington and chopping down a cherry tree or something and talking about how George would not lie. But I remember that teacher expressing to our class over and over again how little it was if you were a liar. And don't be a liar. That teacher was lost. Wasn't saved, didn't want anything to do with God. But I remember him almost every day. He would say something about being a liar. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Don't lie. Tell the truth. It is sad that there are some lost people with more integrity about this thing of lying than some saved. Like I said, don't tell the lost about this sermon. Don't want them to know that we're talking this way. Hey, lost people tell the truth. Why shouldn't you? Lost people obey the law. Why shouldn't you? Lost people pay their bills on time. Why shouldn't you? Psalm 37:21 says, "The wicked borroweth and payeth not again." What's it talking about? People don't pay what they're supposed to pay when they're supposed to pay it. That's what that verse is talking about. No, I know some lost people who pay their bills on time better than some saved people I know. Now listen, I understand emergencies, but there are just some people that are repetitively late on paying their bills and they're being dishonest. Are the lost setting the pace for good credit for the Christians? I remember back when I was a kid growing up, back before my dad got saved. My dad didn't go to church at all before he got saved. None. Zero. Lost man. I watched him every Monday morning of my life. Every Monday morning of my life, I would get up and I'd watch my dad go to had a little file system that hung on the wall by the telephone, little slots where they put the bills. Dad would go over and grab up all the bills that had come in that week. He'd sit down at the table. He'd look at how much every one of those bills was. He'd either set the cash out or he would write a check, and he would say to my mom when he walked out the door, "All these bills need paid today." And I never seen my dad be mean to my mom one single time. The harshest statement I ever watched him make was every Monday morning when he said, "And don't be late." He meant it. She knew it. Never watched my dad pay a bill late ever. I lived in his home for 18 plus years. He wasn't rich. Made very little money. Lost! Don't remember back when lost people had character? Remember back when saved people had character? The lost of 100 years ago have more character than the saved of this generation. Sad. It is sad. I watched my dad do that over and over and over and over again. Every Monday morning. Listen, There are lost people that have the good sense not to make bills that they can't pay. There are lost people that say, I'm not going to borrow so much money that I can't pay it back on time. Lost people! No Holy Spirit, no Word of God, no hope of heaven, no understanding of God's holy Word. Hey, lost people! You say, boy, Brother Owens, you envy lost people? Not a lick. Well, I don't envy them. But I can develop a certain respect when people do right. Do lost people have better credit than saved people? Why should that be so? Are we not God's elect? Have we not the Holy Spirit living within us? Do we not have heaven as our hope? Do we not have the Word of God? Do we not have faith in God? Do we not have victory in Jesus? Number four, lost people don't get in trouble at school. Why should you? 1 Samuel 15:23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Saved teenagers should set the pace and the example for lost teenagers in this world. Saved children should set the pace and the example for lost children of this world. Look, if some of the bus kids come in here and they don't have somebody that disciplines them at home and they don't know all about the things of the Lord, if they come in here and I got to call them down in the service, I understand that. But the kids that come to this church and the kids that are saved and the kids that have been in church all these years, they ought to behave. I should never have to call them down in church. Never. 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 Why? The saved ought to set the pace for the lost, not the lost for the saved. I know some lost teenagers who obey in school better than some Christians do in their Christian school. I know some kids that go to public schools that are not saved that have better attitudes than them Christian kids that ought to be behaving themselves. And that is sad. It ought not be that way for one moment. There's a young lady that I went to school with. Her name was Denise Dunham. She was lost. Wasn't saved. But I watched her. I was saved. I watched Denise. She always had her homework. Always. Lost! Always she was quiet when the teacher said it was time to be quiet. Always. Never smarting off. Never making rude remarks. Never. Never watched it one single time. Always passed her classes. Never had a rebellious spirit. Never. Zero. None. Lost. No Jesus, no salvation, no heaven, no Bible, nothing. But she had enough good sense to do right without the help of God. And if she can do right without the help of God, every one of you young people can do right so much more with God's help. Don't give me that you can't. You can. You can. You can. If the lost can, God knows God's people can. We live in a mamby-pamby, whiny society where we now have Christians that act worse than the world.
Right.
Need a drink of water. Weird sermon, huh? Kind of revealing. Lost people do. Why not you? There's one young lady, if I call her down in the service this morning, she's not going to like it. She needs to set up and pay attention. Her snickering and laughing at me while I preach is going to come to an end. It is going to come to an end. She's caused enough grief in the church. It's going to stop. Because if lost kids can do right, God knows saved kids can do better. Hey, lost people don't have vices. Why should you? I know some lost people that show great self-control. Without God's help. Do the lost show more power over themselves than you show God's power over you? Let's take booze. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I know lost people won't put a bottle to their lips. And you do too. People are not even saved, but they got the good sense to know that Budweiser will make you Bud Dumber. I know lost people that don't know Jesus and have more sense than some Christians I know.
Right.
I know lost people that aren't all caught up in pornography. Matthew 5:28 says, "Whosoever looketh on a woman and lusts after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." You're not supposed to be looking at naked bodies. Man has the right to look at one woman and that is his wife. Woman has the right to look at one man and that is her husband. And that's it. Period. 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 And you can find some church where the preacher has lace on his underwear that won't say things like that. But God knows this church isn't ran like that. We're going to preach the truth, the old time truth, and it doesn't matter if everybody dislikes it. That's how it's supposed to be. But here's the sad thing, my friends. Here's the sad thing. I know some lost people that are disgusted with pornography. And I know some saved people that are hooked on it. How embarrassing! How belittling to the power of God that is sealed inside you! Lost people don't have those vices. Why should you? I know some lost people who don't have to smoke cigarettes. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, "But I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means I myself should become a castaway." Paul said, that didn't have to control me. I can control it. And I'm not trying to hurt you. But you tell me, most of Christians I know that smoke, they want to quit. I know all sorts of lost people that quit. Check on it. Millions of them. With no Bible, with no Holy Spirit, with no faith in God, with no prayer, with none of the things that you have going for you. None of them. They have none of that. But they quit. You say, "I can't." Wrong. Sorry. You just diluted the victory that we were told we had in Jesus. You're saying, "Oh, lost people can have victory without Jesus, but I can't have victory with." Sorry. Wrong Jesus. You must be talking about a different Jesus, because He'll give you victory over whichever vice. If it's alcohol, He'll give you victory. If it's pornography, He'll give you victory. If it's cigarettes, He will give you victory if you want it. The problem is, you don't want it. Because if lost people want it, they can get it without God. You can get it with God. See, I don't like that. You don't like the truth is what you don't like. The truth. That's what bothers you. The truth. See, you got to look yourself right square in the eyeball right now. You don't like that. Most people don't. It's the truth. Paul said, "I don't want to be a castaway. I can do it." I've watched many lost people stop doing wrong without God's help. Hey, lost people are moral. Why not you? Exodus chapter 20, verse number 14, the Bible says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." That means you're supposed to keep your marriage pure. Lost people do. I know lots of lost people that hate adultery and won't commit adultery. Without God's help. I have an aunt. She is lost. You've got to hear her opinion of adultery. She hates it. Speaks right up against it. Doesn't like it on television. Doesn't like it in books. Hates it. Lost. You'll watch it on television like it's a entertainment. But you care. Huh. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3 says, "But fornication and all uncleanness, let it not be once named among you." What is fornication? That's people that are not married having sex. A physical relationship. God said it's not even to be named among you. It's not supposed to happen at all. I know, I grew up, and I know of some teenagers that don't even know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but their goal is to be virgin and pure when they get married. Not even saved, Brother Bob. How many of you remember back? Remember back when it was our whole society's goal to go to the wedding altar without having been soiled? You remember it? Am I the kook? Am I the only one that remembers the fact that America used to have some morality even if she were lost and on her way to hell? I know a young lady by the name of Vicky. She lived in a town called Muncie, Indiana. She was a very beautiful young lady and she was a cheerleader. And they mocked her. You want to know why? Everybody knew. You get nothing out of Vicky if you go out with her. Nothing. She shut them down flat, and everybody in the whole county knew it. Gorgeous girl. Beautiful girl, but she was mocked, and everyone said, why go out with her? You're not going to get anything. Lost! Lost and on her way to hell. No Bible, no Holy Spirit, none of it. And if the lost can do it without God, help us. We can do it with God. Yes, we can. Either you believe in the God that is the great Jehovah God, or you're believing in the wrong one. Hey, if God said you can do it with His help. Huh. Lost people stay married. Why not you? Matthew 19:6 says, what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. You know, God expects saved people to get right with God and stay married. I know lost people have been married for 50 years. 60 years. 70 years. Right? How many of you know? How many of you know some lost people have been married 40, 50, 60 years? Raise your hand. What's wrong with Christians? If lost people can do it, God, tell me, why can't saved people do it? Don't you think those lost people come up against some battles? Don't you think those lost women find out their husband's feet stink? Absolutely. Don't you think those lost men must deal with the credit card bills that come in from Walmart after your wife runs crazy out saving you money? What's wrong with us? Hey, listen. This is a whole other sermon I'm preparing, but I had to throw this in because I love it so much. Were the lost of yesterday better than the saved of today? Hey, you take the way women dress. You know, women of 100 years ago, lost women dressed better than saved women want to dress today. Guarantee it. Some of you, I'm shocked at some of you. Won't you study history and study the history of America and see how the lost women used to dress? Lost women! You got to fight Christians to get them dressed right today. I'm doing it. Hey, lost people tithe. Why don't you? Malachi 3:8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? The Bible teaches when you get saved, you're to give 1/10 of your gross income to the Lord through the New Testament church. It's always been taught in churches. In this day and age, you could probably weasel your way around and find some church that won't teach it, but most all of them do. Even the liberal ones. But I know lost people who give their money away at more than 1/10. I do. I know people that are very benevolent. I know lost people give 50% of their income away. They're lost. Think about it. They give to charities. They give to their lodges. They give to build a library. They give to build a hospital. They give millions to their false churches that don't even teach salvation. They give to Jerry Lewis Telethon. 10% and more. Lost people. Lost people that tithe, but you can't get saved people to tithe. Isn't that interesting? Lost people do. Why don't you? Lost people bear their burdens without having breakdowns. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know what? God wants Christians to be stable emotionally. You say, well, how are we going to achieve that? Well, when you got saved, you got the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Word of God. When you got the Word of God, you got faith in God. When you got faith in God, you got heaven as your home. You've got all the things that God inserts into the Christian life to help you be stable. Hey, let the world fall apart. The churches shouldn't be falling apart. People that are saved shouldn't be falling apart. We've got God on our side. God wants Christians to be stable emotionally. God gives us His peace. I know some lost people who go through worse things than some saved people, and the lost people, they're not cracking up, and the saved people go, oh, I'm going to fall apart. Why? How is it that lost people can do it without God and you can't do it with God? Where's the problem? Is it God? Must be somebody is not capitalizing and having the victory in their life that they could have. Lost people are faithful to their organizations. Why aren't you faithful to church? Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. The Bible says there are some people and their mannerisms have developed unfaithfulness. God said you're not to forsake the assembling of yourself together. Talk about churching. That word assembling is a Greek word, ekklesia, which means churching. You're not to forsake the churching of yourselves together. It means you're supposed to be faithful to church. God wants you faithful to church. God wants you faithful to all the services and to the activities of the church. I know some lost people that are more faithful to their organizations, their secular organizations, than Christians seem to want to be faithful to their church.
Right.
Again, I'll go to a family member. I have an uncle. He was a member of the Moose Lodge. He was so committed to the Moose Lodge, it was incredible. He never missed their meetings, never missed their activities. He was there every single week. He never missed anything. Always paid his dues. Never griped about it. Was involved. Now, I disagree with the Moose Lodge. Disagree with it 100%. Wouldn't need Moose Lodges if you had churches that would do right. He was faithful. You know what is sad? There are some wicked people out there that are faithful to their wicked institutions more than God's people are faithful to God's institution, the local New Testament church. Faithful to their lodges, faithful to their clubs, faithful to their teams, faithful to their bingo. Some of you ladies, there are some bingo attenders that put you to shame. They love bingo more than you love God. They never miss bingo. Tuesday night, Thursday night, twice a week. We can't get you back to church Sunday night for nothing. You can work it in. You may work God in. There are lots of people that show more character than that. They don't even have God's help. Lost people do. Why not you? Lost people obey the law. Why don't you? Lost people tell the truth. Why not you? Lost people pay their bills on time. Why not you? Lost people don't get in trouble at school. Why not you? Lost people don't have vices controlling them. Why not you? Lost people can be moral. Why not you? Lost people can stay married. Why not you? Lost people give of their income. Why not you? Lost people bear their burdens without falling apart. Why not you? Lost organizations or people. Lost people are faithful to their organizations. Why not you? Hey, there are lost young people who respect their parents. Why not you? Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Saved teenagers are to do what their mom and dad tell them to do. Saved children are to obey mom and dad. They are to set the example. I recently had one of my younger girls at the church come and tell me that her hero was an older girl at the church, and that older girl had been a rebel. Because somebody from down the ladder was watching her. I said, I want to be like that. And she's rebellion. That's sad. Hey, look. I knew a boy I went to school with. His name was Mark. He reverenced his mom and dad. Reverenced. He was lost. His parents were lost. Never went against them. I remember we'd be playing ball. Mark would glance at his watch and said, guys, I got to go. We'd say, come on, Mark. Come on, we're gonna go to 20. We'll get you out of here in just a minute. Just a few more baskets. He'd say, no way. I gotta be home. My dad said be home at 6:30. I am not gonna be late. Come on, your dad won't care. And Mark would say, I care. I'm gonna be home when my dad asks me to be home. I never seen him go against his dad one time. Now, maybe he did, but never in my presence. Never. I never seen him badmouth his mom and dad. I never seen him disobey his mom and dad. And he was lost. Lost. He didn't have Jesus. He didn't have the Holy Spirit. He didn't have the Bible. He didn't have faith in God. He didn't have hope of heaven. He didn't have any of that. Lost. What's his future? Hell. Who's his father? The devil. But he reverenced his mom and dad. Isn't it sad, though? They're Christian young people that will not reverence mom and dad. When lost kids can. Hey, I was somewhere the other day and I was watching a couple of little children. It's an obvious mother. If she was saved, I'd be shocked. But I watched her kids say, yes, sir, no, sir. Very well behaved. Then I seen somebody I know as a Christian later on. Their kids were Hellcats in the store. I thought, how sad. How sad that somebody that obviously doesn't even know Christ has a good sense to rear their kids right, and then you go to somebody that's saved and they let their kids run all over them, do what they want, and teach them no character. And that's exactly what the Lord said at the beginning of this sermon. The Lord said, look, there are evil parents that know to do good unto their children. So much the more shouldn't those of us that are saved. So much more. What's it saying? We ought to be 10 times better than the world in the way that we live. Now, we don't live right to get saved. We're supposed to live right because we are saved. We're not talking about salvation now. We're talking about a behavior. Lost people do. Why not you? Lost people do. If you're here today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me tell you something, just so you know. Oh, this sermon, this sermon and my fear and the text and the context of this, our people work very hard at living right. You won't find a church anywhere in this area where the people live as holy as the people in this church live. I'll guarantee that. If you're here today and you're not saved, and you say, well, Brother Owens, I'm not saved. I would like to learn to live right. Here's what you do. You get saved. And after you get saved, the Holy Spirit of God will move in you. He'll give you an understanding of the Word of God. He'll give you faith in God. You'll have a power and a connection with God where you can start getting your prayers answered. You'll have heaven as your hope, and I'll promise you something. It is far easier to live right when you're saved than when you're not. There's some Christians that just don't live as good as what they ought to. But the power to have victory is available to them. So I'm almost embarrassed if you're here today and you're not saved. I'll tell you. You need to get saved because it will be that salvation that will give you the strength to do right in this life. It's the easiest way to live right. And so you Christians are reminded, you got the easy route. Living right without Him is very difficult. Living right with Him is so much the more easier to accomplish. And that's exactly what the Lord was saying. Let's bow our heads.